A controversial theme park in Grant County is celebrating its first anniversary. The Ark Encounter is getting mixed reviews and hasn't floated everybody's boat. In Williamstown, I'm Sherry Lawson. Taking pictures at the park's entrance under an orange sign with big white letters announcing Ark Encounter, the Botcher family from South Milwaukee is enthusiastic about their vacation in Kentucky.
It's the Ark, so we're hoping to see the size and get to see some of the animals inside.
Emery and Elaine Botcher made the trip with their daughters, 7-year-old Ember and 3-year-old Ellison, just to see the biblical boat.
This is Ellison.
Emery Botcher says they heard about the attraction last year and saw a few pictures online of the 510-foot-long structure.
Really, it's the magnitude and the awesomeness that, you know, this is a actual reproduction. So just to see it is great.
I want to see what animals they put on the boat.
To think that Noah would have been able to build that without any of the technology that we have now is just amazing.
The Botchers didn't realize the Bible-based theme park just celebrated its one-year anniversary. Like others visiting on this Monday, they were also unaware of any controversy surrounding the attraction. Just days earlier, protesters stood outside the $100 million project, denouncing the creationist view of science and the statement of biblical faith park employees have to sign.
You know, we really are kind of sheltered from that. We don't see the controversy here. There were some folks that were here on Saturday outside the gate, but we really concentrate on making sure that our guests are comfortable. We have thousands of guests come here every day.
That's Patrick Kanuski, Director of Training and Education for the Ark Encounter and the nearby Creation Museum, which teaches the Earth is 6,000 years old. The Ark opened July 7, 2016, and Kanuski says since then, over 1 million people have come through the gates, off from the 1.4 to 2 million expected.
Last year wasn't a typical year. We didn't have our bus companies all set up. All the commercial buses that have come through since have really increased our numbers quite a bit. So this next year, after this first year anniversary, we're going to see an explosion.
But the flood of tourists, many with out-of-town license plates, hasn't done much for Williamstown, a town of 4,000, that hoped to reap some of the benefits. Last year, Elmer's General Store opened with an old-fashioned soda fountain and nightly banjo music, hoping the Ark would help them stay afloat.
What kind of ice cream do you want, sweetheart?
Superman,
Superwoman. For you,
I'll take mint chocolate chip.
Mint chocolate chip?
Now the doors are closed. The town is quiet. Chairs are stacked up in the window, and the only sound is traffic. Williamstown Mayor Rick Skinner.
Everybody was anticipating more businesses or more tourists from more business, and it just didn't happen. So he was just forced to close. Couldn't make it.
On this day, just about every shop is closed just because it's Monday. But there are also several storefronts with vacant signs in the windows. A family-owned furniture store that's operated for 100 years is now going out of business, but Mayor Skinner remains hopeful.
We don't have the infrastructure in place with hotels, motels, and restaurants, so we think when we get that, we'll see the people coming downtown to shop.
The city has implemented a safety assessment fee of 50 cents per ticket to the Ark Encounter. The fee that went into effect July 1st is to cover the cost of additional police and firefighters and equipment. As far as regrets that the Ark has come to Williamstown, Skinner says despite a few bumps in the road, such as discussions over the assessment fee, he's hopeful for an overall positive relationship with the owners of the Ark Encounter. For WEKU, I'm Sherry Lawson.